Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Revy, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, can you please speak about surrogacy for the rich and bored men going their own way out there? Alana MGTOWs have succeeded financially. We do minimal dating, no marriage, no kids, and we have lots of savings. Such men have won the game, and they don't know what to do with the rest of their lives. In my opinion, I think these men should consider having kids through surrogacy as something to do in life. Fatherhood is basically the DLC that eats your resources that you have lying around, that you don't know what to do with after you've beat the game. And surrogacy allows you to do that without marriage and risking corrupting the rest of your game file. There's also the debate about the morality of surrogacy, aka a child deserves two parents. Is it moral to raise a child as a single parent? Also, having a kid through surrogacy gives your kid a 100% chance of being raised by a single dad. Children raised by single dads do basically just as well as children raised by two-parent households. Marriages of children have a divorce rate of 40%, at which point that's pretty much guaranteed that the woman gets custody. In other words, having a kid with a woman gives your kid a 60% chance of being raised in a two-parent household, and a 40% chance of being raised by a single mom. Therefore, a kid is significantly better off from a which parent are raising the child perspective than a kid born in a marriage. Well, Revy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Surrogacy and artificial wombs are the future of the human race. If a guy has enough resources to raise kids alone, why wouldn't he? I want to do it and I can afford it, but I have fears about what it's going to do to my autoimmune problems. Even Andrew Tate was recently talking about how he can't be around women and children for very long, even if they're his own kids, because doing so diminishes your testosterone by 15 to 20% on average, which then diminishes your muscle mass, which in turn shortens your lifespan. Contrary to popular belief, you need muscles as you get older, and testosterone helps you make and keep them. Stress from a relationship is one thing, but the stress of kids as a whole will shorten your lifespan. I don't know for sure, but I suspect that the love guys have for their kids gives them a love lobotomy the way that a relationship does. I don't know because I don't have children. Maybe someone can clarify that in the comment section. Guys who are rich and bored should consider surrogacy if they're in the coast phase in their life. But rich and bored women don't really exist. Just like children, they never get tired of hedonism and attention. I saw this in women in their 60s, 70s, and 80s at the bingo hall when I worked there. Many men can also watch television for 20 to 30 years and they veg out and they don't seem to get bored. Also, not only is surrogacy popular for men, rich women have also been paying for it too. One that comes to mind is Amber Turd. I also told Revy years ago that I wanted to just have a bunch of kids through surrogacy and then put them up for adoption. That way I could reproduce and get some cuck to raise my offspring for me. He told me not to do it. I could always do it posthumously on the low down when I'm gone. Or if I had over $10 or $20 million, I could give various women money to have my kids and raise them. So you see, you don't have to hire a surrogate while you're still alive. You can do it afterwards. I think we'll see the popularity of that reproductive strategy rise over time. And I could also program my personality into an AI based on my writings and lived experiences, which would then help raise the kid as well. Raising a kid and not spoiling him and making him grateful and not entitled is one of the best ways to ensure that he reproduces. The last generation that was above replacement was the Silent Generation, born between 1928 and 1945. They gave birth to most of the boomers, and they gave them high-quality lives in the suburbs. And then the boomers never reproduced at replacement level. Affluence and wealth reduces birth rates. So does dopamine from digital devices. But that's a story for another day. The reason I've decided not to do surrogacy doesn't have anything to do with money, but instead with health. For the last 3 to 4 years, I didn't have any pain or flare-ups with my psoriasis. I'd almost forgotten how insane my pain could get, and I started cheating on my diet with 5 to 10 carbohydrates a day to take the edge off. My psoriasis covers less than 0.1% of my body. And it goes away when I follow my anti-inflammatory diet. So besides a slight bit of redness, there are no real symptoms. But it's in two parts of my body with the most nerve endings, my fingertips and my lips. For the second half of 2024, I cheated on my diet, and since January, I've experienced what I describe as pain worse than death. I spent the last 5 months painfully removing skin plaques, and my skin is now back to normal. Imagine your skin turned to stone while it's still attached to you. I know myself. I know that I worry and I'm prone to anxiety, and that also triggers it. Even having a pet in the same room as me, I still can't relax. Even having a kid at a distance and barely seeing him a few times a week would also mess me up. Also, I can't do that. I can't keep my distance. It's just not right. Plus, if I stress myself further, I worry that I could get psoriatic arthritis. Turd-flinging monkey has arthritis and has to take immunosuppressant drugs. But one of the main benefits of my condition is that I've had to clean up my lifestyle. I look 5 to 10 years younger than I am. It even reversed 80 to 90% of my gray hairs. But getting back to surrogacy. Revy, I would use CRISPR technology after creating 100 embryos to select the best one with the highest IQ. Also, it's crucial that you pick the right woman to be your egg donor. Don't just be the type of person that relies on a spray-and-pray reproductive strategy. Select the best genes the way that Malcolm and Simone over at Basecamp do. Plus, I've given this so much thought that it's not just about reproducing, but it's about ensuring that your offspring also reproduce. Then again, the idea of reproduction might be archaic altogether if you look at the dire wolf being brought back from extinction. I might just be more inclined to reproduce by creating a cloned embryo of myself and then having it implanted into a surrogate mother. I already know myself, and my so-called younger twin brother could just continue my work because he would have the same talent and drive if he was raised in a similar way. The reason I bring up the direwolf is because if you have your genome mapped and that information stored someplace else along with genetic samples, you could also clone yourself in the future. If you watch the series Foundation, there's a clone MGTOW Emperor in it, and he has a relationship with an android. The android is a motherly figure, but also the one that he has Oedipal relationships with. Imagine in the future you're raised by a female android, and once you get old enough, it remains eternally youthful and becomes your lover. I know I'm just talking about science fiction here, but science fiction has a funny way of becoming reality. So what am I going to do for the next 40 years if I don't reproduce? Work on my lover bot, since I won't be doing that surrogacy. I'm just waiting for this Bitcoin run to be done so I can move someplace warm in the winters and have enough capital to start paying people to build my prototype. I wish I could put the effort into raising kids, but it would be a hell on earth with regards to my body. As for surrogacy, even if the wealthy men reproduce, it still doesn't mean those without money will reproduce, and thus the fertility rates will continue to crash. Having kids that you have authority over and that you raise away from the influence of women is a great thing. You'd have to keep them away from the public school system to educate them at home as a full-time job, if you don't want to risk them becoming too woke. You'd also have to get them away from tablets, for the most part, and the internet otherwise, they wouldn't actually have any attention span. Being bored as a young person forces you to engage your creativity. So you see, Revy, it's not just about having kids, but what you do afterwards. Also, you're going to have to keep growing your wealth because AI is coming for the jobs, and the wealth inequality is only going to get worse. You'd have to train your son about how to survive in a world where there are only the wealthy and everybody else. Then again, it might take 50 years for AI to fully reach the promises that companies are making these days. Also, there would be no point having a daughter with surrogacy. It's a waste of your human ammo. I thought it would be a good idea to have a daughter first to help raise sons. But if you know anything about kids, one kid is calm, but two or three kids or more, their energy bounces off each other. I was a single child until about the age of 5. Then it took another 2 years for my brother to get old enough to interact with me. After that, chaos and fighting went back and forth, probably driving my parents crazy as well. So that dynamic is something to think about with regards to surrogacy. I also think that just like a man needs to maintain frame with the woman, he also needs to maintain frame with his kids. And I think that's impossible for most guys. That we don't want to discipline our kids that we love, so instead we let them run amok. With two parents, you know one of them will always give in to their demands. Usually it's the mother that goes easy on them, and the husband doesn't fight her on it because he doesn't want to rock the boat and possibly get divorced. Besides working on my lover bot, I'm toying around with the idea of a museum mall. Dozens of small museums in a mall space. Malls are dying, and I've already seen some malls converting to museums and galleries. Near me there's a mall called Sherway Gardens, and the Ontario Science Centre for Kids has moved into one of the empty department stores. There are tons of museums all over Canada and America that can't show off even a tiny portion of their collections. I could get them to send stuff to exhibits. They would get extra money and their collection would see the light of day. Plus, I wish that instead of traveling to 40 US states, everything I saw was just in one place. So if you're a rich guy going his own way that can't or doesn't want kids, then find something else of value to do for your fellow man. Or spend time with your nephews and extended family members to help them prepare for the insane world of AI to keep growing your wealth. Because if you don't, runaway inflation could destroy all your wealth. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Revy for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you don't have to smash a woman these days to have a kid. All you have to do is smash a test tube. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MeekTow.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women trying out lost surrogacy and dooming the human race to extinction away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.